again, Kathy Dawes, along with Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald and Scott Holzhoffman. He's administrator for Manhattan Catholic Schools. Appreciate both of them being in today. And we were talking briefly about a little bit of sickness going around. I know I had a chorus rehearsal myself in the community Monday night, and everybody was coughing and hacking, and there's junk going around. But how are your students getting by, Scott?
I've had a couple teachers missing this last week with the flu, and then we still have students that have the flu as well. So it hasn't been a pretty year. We've had it going since October, just a few every week. It's pretty crazy this year.
It seems to have calmed down pretty good for us. I haven't had a lot of kids out with it, I don't think, here recently. You know, some of the smoke and everything and the allergies which come with springtime may be affecting students. But we've not been hit too bad here lately.
Well, and that's always encouraging to hear too. And he mentioned the smoke. I know that's another thing that seems to bother a lot. It's kind of one of those evils that we have to accept. I mean, it's important for a lot of our ranchers and folks such as that, but that smoke can be a little bit rough to deal
with. It affects those kids with asthma, and they're in the office getting breathing treatment, so it's part of the school day.
Accreditation, you just went through the process, Tim. What was that like?
Well, we had a very, very good visit. We had a team of four educators, one from St. Joe and three from the Kansas City area, different schools there, and we're going through an ACSI, Association of Christian Schools International, and Advance Ed. And Advance Ed, for those who aren't familiar with it, it used to be called North Central Association of Schools and Colleges, and they've joined with a couple other regional accrediting agencies to form Advance Ed. But we went through a joint session with them. They were here on a Sunday night through a Wednesday morning, did a very thorough job of reviewing our self-study process, gave us a great report, came up with some nice commendations and some things in some that we will put into our continuous school improvement program for the next 5 years, and we're in the process of reporting that back to our board and our parents and others. But it was a good report. They said they would be recommending us for reaccreditation. So the commission that will actually make the final decision does not meet until June, but we're very confident that we're off and running for another 5 years.
And that's always a good feeling. And I know it's a lot of work to get ready for those. And, and you always could learn things, too, from what they had to say, I would guess.
It is. I've found over the years that process is a great way for us to evaluate where we are. It's more of a self-evaluation in the long run. What are we seeing? Where do we want to go? What areas do we identify? Because we tried to have students, parents, teachers all involved in the process. And tried to be just as brutally honest with ourselves as we could about what we need to do.
It almost sounds like the team, the accreditation team, is almost like peers. I mean, they're folks that are also in the same business or same industry.
They are. And I've served on accreditation teams going to other schools, and we've had one of our staff members went to Topeka, to one of the schools there. And, it's a peer review. They take what we've given them, and they read it up and look at it, and then they come in, and they ask a ton of questions. It was a great review, and they went away, and they made very good comments to us.
Scott, I don't know if you're due for a similar process, or?
We are. We're accredited through the state, but also through Advance Ed, like Tim is. And we have our engagement review next year. And so we will be doing our self-evaluation next fall. So we're at the end of our five-year cycle. The Salina Diocese, I think, is going to go to a district accreditation. So it will still be through Advance Ed. It'll be a slightly different look since they're going to be accrediting the whole diocese instead of individual school. But Tim and I actually served on a team 1 year. Couple years ago, and so I do go out as well and look at schools, and it's a good conversation to have with different communities, and you can bring back great information to your school as well. That's why I like to be on them. But the review is awesome because you're involving all the stakeholders, from students to parents to teachers to the community, and they get involved and get to express their feelings of what is good and what is bad about your school. And you have to be self-reflective on where you're going if you're going to improve. And my staff does a good job evaluating the programs and teaching and the learning environment. And so it's sometimes it's a stark reminder of where you need to go, but you go through the process, you put together more goals that you want to achieve, and that's what school improvement's all about. Meet those goals.
No matter what profession we're in, even as a news lady of more than 40-some years, you do learn that you can always learn more. There's always definitely things you can improve on. So
absolutely true.
What an amazing... It's a lot of work, though, getting ready for one of these.
Yeah.
Tim?
It wears the teachers and everybody out. That's why there's oftentimes a big celebration when the team leaves.
Very good. Well, hard to believe, as I said, that this year is beginning to wrap up, and I don't know where the winter went. Really pretty mild, knock on wood. I mean, I know there have been some snows. You were mentioning, Tim, as late as May 1st one year when you had your walk. So
Hopefully we're out of that this year, and it's been a good year from that standpoint. We've not missed a lot of time. Been so many other activities, so it's good not to miss due to snow or cold weather.
Scott, you were thinking you hadn't even had any snow days.
We didn't have any snow days this year. The only thing that we've missed, I think we had to cancel a track meet twice because of the rain, but other than that, we haven't missed any days.
Yeah, I remember we had some flooding concerns here and there, but you weathered all that okay, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Buildings held up and all that good stuff. I know at enrollment time, starting to think about the next year already, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. Our families pre-enrolled in February. We had our kindergarten and preschool roundup a couple weeks ago. We had 40 people there. Some of them had already enrolled and just needed information, but a lot of them have not had an opportunity to really look at the school. And so it was a wonderful time getting to share with them the programs that we have. So we are enrolling all grades now. I know kindergarten through 8, we still have room in many classes. And so if you want a tour, just call me at the office and I can set tours. Preschool is starting to get extremely full. My morning session is full for a 4-year-old 5-day, and I think I have one spot available for afternoon 5-day. I still have 5 spots available for 4-year-olds on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So if you are interested in preschool, you need to get your registration in soon. I have one full 3-year-old session. That's 2 days, Tuesday, Thursday. If I have more interest, I'll open up a Monday, Wednesday session as well. And I think I do have interest. So I'm 70% sure we're going to open up the second session.
A little bit of a baby boom going on, sounds like, or
yes,
a few years later, but yeah.
Well, it does seem like that 4-year-old age group is, we've had quite a lot of interest very early on this year as well. So I think that's true. There's something going on out there. And we're in the same boat. We've done our re-enrollment all of our families, and things are looking good that way. We are giving tours upon request. So if people are interested in Flint Hills Christian School, give us a call at 785-776-2223. We'd be glad to accommodate them, set up a time that works, give them a tour, talk with them about the school, and they can also always go to our website. We upgraded that website last year, and so there's a lot of good information on there.
Any particular deadlines and time frames that they need to know about if they're interested in attending your schools? And Scott, it sounds like you're already filling up in some of those areas, so I'm thinking the sooner the better.
The sooner the better for preschool if you're interested in that and child care. I did hire a new child care director. Her name's Rihanna Nelson, and she started last week. I'm losing my child care director. She's going on maternity leave, and then she's going to be a stay-at-home mom, which is awesome. So we appreciate all that she's done. But Rihanna's going to do a fantastic job. So we need to make sure everybody understands that one's getting filled up pretty quick and tight. And child care is also available. We're licensed for 20 kids, and I think we have 15 right now signed up for next year. So that as well is getting tight.
Tim, any special deadlines or dates people need to be aware of for Flint Hills Christian?
Only that we take them on basically on a first-come, first-served basis. Our lower classes, K-4, kindergarten, first and second in particular, are getting fairly close to full. So if they wait, if they decide to wait till the end of July, they're probably going to come up short. The sooner they would be thinking about things, the better. It gives them a chance to prepare, and also helps us in our planning, because when we don't know until late that families are coming in, then it changes our situation. But, you know, our enrollment, I think, is looking pretty good, and just encourage people to be thinking about it now. Don't wait till late in the summer.
You both mentioned tours. Scott, when you take somebody on a tour, what are they going to see, Manhattan Catholic Schools?
Well, I sit them down and talk to them about our faith, and that's why we're there first and foremost. And I talk to them about academics and programming that each classes go through. Then we have a discussion about financing and price and cost. And then I take them on a tour to all the classrooms and wherever their kids are going to be during the day. Show them our liberal arts wing, the gymnasiums. I like to take them in when the kids are in sessions. My teachers are used to me coming in with tours, and we'll sit and watch. And sometimes the teachers will have an opportunity to come meet them, and they can ask the teachers questions right there explicitly, you know, and see what's going on. So that's always fun. Sometimes we're not in session, and a teacher's available, and they'll talk about programming as well. So it's good for them to see, you know, the kids and teachers in action, I think. But doesn't have to be that way. I give a lot of tours in the summer when we don't have teachers or students there. Mm-hmm. But it usually takes about 45 minutes. Mr. Holsoff gets a little long-winded sometimes. It might be hour 15 minutes, so just depends.
How about you, Tim? What's a tour like Foothills Christian?
I'm not as long-winded as Scott, but we give them a tour around. We show them the building. We talk to them about our programs. We give them a chance to ask the questions that they have. You know, what is it that they want to know? Sometimes I think we assume they want to know everything we can tell them, and it's good to give them that opportunity to say, okay, you know, what have I not told you that you really want to know? But I think, yeah, it's pretty standard process to show them the facility, talk to them about our programs, and try to help them understand the distinctives of a Christian education.
Before we wrap up today, less than a minute now, anything either one of you wanting to highlight, Grow Green, whatever, Scott?
No, I think Lorraine Malone Willick is our new development director, and we have our website is being upgraded as well. She has a intern that's been helping her, and so we're getting more information out, and it's brightened up the mood and the marketing aspects of the school. So go on our website. We've got tons of pictures on there. Our STEM program is doing fantastic. We started that this year. Colleen Hampton is our STEM coordinator, and she's been doing so much with all of our kids in science. So we have a lot of those pictures up
quickly
as well.
Tim, anything?
Yeah, coming up in a week from tomorrow, junior-senior banquet, and that'll be a fun time for our upper-level kids. And we've also got Muffins for Mom coming up next Thursday. And then our drama, annual spring drama, will be May 5th and 6th.
Thanks to both of you for stopping by. Flint Hills Christian School Administrator Tim McDonald, Manhattan Catholic Schools Administrator Scott Holsoff, you've been listening to In Focus.
Get everything you want in a checking account and more with Checking Plus from KS State Bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump's due to sign a bill that makes it easier for states to cut off funds to Planned Parenthood. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The measure undoes a rule put in place in Barack Obama's waning days in office, blocking